Sefes Mikvoyes, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. As we've previously mentioned, the mikveh has to be filled with megeshamim, with rainwaters that are not shouv, that are not considered mayim shouvim, not considered drawn in either a receptacle or handled with human hands, and that facilitated and helped it get to the mikveh. So our mission discusses a person who is hamaniach kankanim v'reish hagag. A fellow put jugs on top of the roof. His purpose was l'nagvon. He wanted them to dry out. They were probably a little bit moist, and the sun was baking down, and thereby they would dry up on his roof. V'nismalu mayim. However, it rained, and we'll soon see how unexpected this rain was. And now these vessels are filled with water. So the question at hand is, does the water now become a status of she'uvim and are therefore invalidated for the use of a mikveh? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Im oynis hagishamim hu, if it was the rain season, oy, im yesh kamat, if there's a little mayim v'bor, water in his pit, yishaver, so then what he has to do is he has to break these vessels and let the water that's in them flow out on the roof down into his mikveh, because if he lifts them up and pours it into the mikveh at that point, it will become she'uvim. V'imlav, let's say the pit where he wants to use the mikveh is empty, and he has to completely fill the mikveh with the waters in these vessels, lo yeshava, he does not have this idea of breaking them, because the only time we'll allow them to be used is only in conjunction if there's some rainwater already in the pit. But if we're only solely going to rely on these waters in the kankanim, in the vessels, we will not allow them for use of the mikveh, being that they already received inside the vessels. Rabbi Shua says that no, since his intent when he placed these vessels on the roof was not for the purpose of filling them with water, so therefore, benkach or benkach, in any situation, whether it was the rain season, not the rain season, whether he already had some rainwater in his mikveh or not, yeshavel, he's allowed to break the vessels, or yichpeh, or tip them over, avaloyor, he should not lift them up and pour them, because by lifting it up, then it will have a halacha of tvisas yad adam, and it will have the status of she'uvim. Mesechtas Mikvois, Perik Beis Mishneches. Hasayit, a person who was working inside the mikveh, he was plastering the walls, probably to prevent any leakage of water. Sheshochach Otzitz, he forgot about a bucket or a pail that he had in the mikveh, bebor, in the pit of the mikveh. And v'nismalamayim, and now water from the mikveh filled into this bucket. So the halach is as follows. Im hoya hamayim tzofim al gavov, if the water that's in the mikveh was floating above the level of the bucket, and kol shehem, even though it's only a little bit, the water level in the pit is a little bit higher than the one that he's holding yeshavah. So he just has to break the pail and let the water flow out into the mikveh, because they did not become she'uvim. Again, because the case is sheshachach, he only forgot it there. Ve'im lav, let's say the pail is taller than the waters of the mikveh, so then lo yeshavah, he doesn't have this idea of breaking it, because since the mikveh does not have memsah, if he's going to break the water, the pail, and let the water out, he's allowing she'uvim to enter the mikveh. Whereas in the previous case that we're discussing in the beginning of the Mishnah, the water was always connected to the mikveh, therefore never obtained a status of she'uvim. Divir Reb Eliezer. This is the opinion of Reb Eliezer. And again, Reb Eliezer goes according to his shita, which we mentioned earlier, that even water which ended up in a pail, shaloy ladas, without intention of filling it, also has a status of she'uvim. However, Rabbi Shua says, benkach u benkach, under any situation, whether the lip of the pail is taller than the waterline, or whether the waterline is taller than it, Yeshaveh, he has this idea of breaking the pail and letting the water spill into the mikveh, because since it was the smala shalei das, this pail only filled up, not with the intention of receiving the water, it was only accidentally left there, and therefore it took on water, but he had no intention of filling it with water. So the halacha is, it does not become shu'uvim, and this water is not possible to be used for the mikveh.